Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott with
Amy Wiese.
And this is Seller Roundtable number 66, and we are super excited and privileged to have Krish Iyer on today. Thank you so much, Krish, for being on.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on.
So, Krish, if people don't know who you are yet, which I don't know, I wouldn't believe it if they said that, but tell people a little bit about yourself, your background, kind of leading up to where you are today. Leave as little or as much in as you like. If you want to tell us about school, kids, all that stuff, we love to get to know you. So let us know.
Well, thank you. I'm Krish Iyer. I'm the head of industry relations and strategic partnerships for ShipStation. In that role, I head some of our marketplace and strategic relationships with folks like Alibaba, Mercado Libre, launching today, Etsy, Google, some other ones. In addition to representing ShipStation on a few corporate boards, such as the International Mailers Advisory Group and a couple other ones, including Parcel Shippers Association, where I serve as the vice president this year. So numerous hats in addition to kind of representing us out in the media and marketplace itself.
Awesome.
And I am not the Krish Iyer who is the CEO of Walmart in India, just to clarify.
Well, make sure that doesn't get mixed up, even though I think that if you got that job offer, I'm guessing you might respond to that email.
They could just accidentally award me his stock options, and you know,
there it is. Yeah. You can get the letter in the mail, you know, here's your login info. That'd be perfect. And then you just sell, and then transfer to the Swiss bank accounts, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so if you don't mind letting people know, if they listen to this podcast, they know that I've talked about it a million times, but if people don't know what ShipStation is, can you give us a little background on ShipStation, what it is, what it does, and why it's such an amazing tool?
Sure. Thank you for that. First off, for the kind words about ShipStation. We serve as the tool for merchant e-commerce. So we like to say, wherever you sell, however you ship, exceptionally efficient. The idea behind it is if you sell and are a brand online, selling either through your own self channels and through marketplaces, then we can be a great fit for you to make you more organized in importing and managing your orders and processing your shipments and getting you to the right carriers, the right options, and the right shipping methods that are right for your business. And so, I oftentimes say that we are a one-trick pony in some ways, but a one-trick pony that does one heck of a lot. So we are our trick is making merchants exceptionally efficient, and I feel like that's what we're good at.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, like I said, I've used it for quite a few years now, and one of the things that I noticed was one of the reasons I loved you guys too is you had so many integrations in terms of marketplaces that I was literally able to go in and be like, oh, I don't sell on that channel. I haven't even heard of that channel. Let me go check it out. And then I think wish.com was one of those where I hadn't even heard of it until I saw your integration. And I checked it out. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And we actually did some decent business on Wish. So I love the tool. I love how it evolves. I love the automation. You know, it is, like I said, one of my go-tos in terms of, especially if you're doing merchant fulfilled, which through this whole COVID thing, we had our own stock, thankfully. So we were able to just scale up and do that. So to us, it's kind of an integral tool in our business. What kind of partnerships and integrations do you have with e-commerce retailers? I know you have a ton, but any new ones that you can talk about that people might be interested in, or any longtime ones that you feel are essential?
Well, I think to your point, we have a lot of marketplace integrations with folks, like you said, like Wish, Rakuten, Sears Marketplace, and of course, the major ones that we all know and love. So really for brands, to your point, that are looking to expand their sales, a lot of times looking in ShipStation and saying, hey, that could be an option for me. It's a great way to poke around and explore. And like I mentioned today, we have some exciting partnerships that we're going to be talking about soon with Mercado Libre launching today, largest marketplace in Latin America, and Alibaba, where we've had a partnership for a little over a year, and some other ones. So I think there's a lot of fun stuff coming for merchants and brands that want to sell online and expand their presence.
And I would love to hear a little bit more about how those integrations work. So I know ShipStation is a provider of fulfillment, right? Where you're able to purchase shipping and fulfill to different marketplaces. But how does that actually work for example, an Amazon seller who might want to start selling off of the Amazon platform? That's what most people are kind of looking to do right now. They're looking for 3PLs. They're looking for places to store their inventory and be able to then send it either onesie twosies at a time to direct to consumer on other marketplaces, or in bulk to maybe wholesale order fulfillment or even to Amazon. Are you guys both a 3PL and fulfillment? Are you one or the other? Kind of fill in the gap a little bit on how that works and maybe some how those integrations might allow us to sell on more platforms.
Sure, absolutely. It's a great question. So it's interesting. We found that a lot of fulfillment providers over time used us. We were used to the idea that the merchant uses us, obviously as they scale for growth and get volume, they tend to use us. But we found an interesting phenomenon that so many fulfillment providers said, why do we want to build those integrations ourselves? Why don't we use a cost-effective tool like ShipStation? And then the flip side of that was that so many merchants were on ShipStation that they worked with that it ended up being a pretty nice synergy. But to answer your question directly, Amy, couple ideas. Number one, we do have FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon in-app that merchants can use. It's tried and true. It's certainly there for merchants who sell on Amazon and other marketplaces to be able to leverage. But for a lot of merchants that want to expand their horizons, on ShipStation.com and on our partners page, we do have quite a few marketplaces, 3PLs that work with the various marketplaces that can help you as a merchant to scale on those marketplaces and help you to understand those efficiencies. And the beauty is on our website, if you fill out a partner request form, then those that gets routed to somebody who will say, you know, based on this volume, based on these parameters, here's the right fit of a 3PL, which I think is really great that we have somebody who can handhold through that process. Because I know for a lot of merchants, that's very intimidating. Where do you start is always the question. And the best thing is we say, you can start with us, send us that request, and we'll pair you with a merchant that fills your needs, either based on your volume, shipping locations where you're going to, types of shipments that you want to send in terms of shipment method, and product. We have certain 3PL partners that specialize in certain products, certainly maybe more than some others, and have developed a core competency in certain industries. So I'd say go to ShipStation.com, go to our partners, fill out a partner request, and we'll take care of you, I promise.
So basically what you're saying is we are not a 3PL. We help integrate 3PLs. We help you get your products to the end customer and kind of you fill in that middleman role for shipping. And so what people can expect, though, because you have all of these integrations and partnerships with these 3PLs, is they can come to you and then they can say, okay, this is where I'm at in my business. This is what I need. And you can give them the recommendations of trusted providers that they can use to get their logistics figured out outside of Amazon. That sounds like what you're communicating. Did I get that right?
Yeah, again, just like Andy, your check's in the mail in that you captured us beautifully. We are not at the present time the fulfillment provider, but we can certainly make the right recommendations for your business and tell you where to start.
And one more question about the FBA side of things before I turn it back over to Andy. He's supposed to be starting with these questions and I just have so many. When you say you do FBA, I know that's going to confuse our listeners because sure. To them, FBA is I send my products into a fulfillment center, an Amazon fulfillment center, correct. And then Amazon fulfills it. So what do you guys do with FBA?
So we have the technology integration where if you're a merchant and you need to delegate a certain amount of inventory, we have the functions from a technology perspective to be able to say, how do you segment that inventory to go directly to Amazon and make use of FBA, especially if you already have an account with FBA and pricing already in place, we can bring in those account credentials and get you started on that right away.
So are you assisting in helping them get their inventory sent into a fulfillment center, or are you assisting on, for example, maybe their Shopify website, when they get an order on their website, they need to fulfill that through their inventory at Amazon, you're helping with that integration?
It would be a bit more of the latter, the technology integration to be the conduit between the merchant and how are they fulfill, if it's directly with Amazon or if it's through FBA or SFP, making sure that the merchant has options for how they fulfill with Amazon, however that may be.
Okay, that makes sense. Got it. All right, Andy, back to you now that I hijacked your question.
No, that was a great explanation. I'll just to add on that, I'll just give a real world example, right? So sometimes we'll have stock that comes in from Amazon, right? An order from Amazon. And sometimes we may not have that inventory in our warehouse, but it's also, an order that came directly to us. So what we can do then is just in ShipStation, so cool. I'll click, say, oh no, fulfill this by, FBA. And then click a few buttons and hit send. And then it'll use Amazon's shipping service. I forget what it's called now.
Multi-channel.
Multi-channel fulfillment. I can click a few buttons and send multi-channel fulfillment, which is awesome. Same thing if they come to my Shopify or WooCommerce site. They order from me, and then I can send it directly from Amazon using a few clicks, exactly just what I explained. The other cool thing I love about ShipStation is it does smart filtering. So if I, a product comes in and, it has some kind of special need, like it needs a gift note or something like that, you can tag it. You can, send the customer an email if they forgot a gift message, even though it says there's supposed to be one. There's all these automations that I really use a lot and love a lot. That's between all of those explanations, people, if you don't know how ShipStation works, then shame on you. No, not really. Go watch some videos and stuff. They have some great ones. On that note, Chris, what other channels right now should Amazon sellers be considering? I know you guys get a lot of data. Do you see any channels that are growing a lot? I assume it's probably Walmart, maybe a few others. Can you kind of tune us into where, if somebody's just selling on Amazon now, which a lot of our listeners just sell on Amazon, if you were selling on Amazon right now and you're like, hey, I want to expand my sales and my exposure, what marketplaces would you consider?
Sure. I think the question the Amazon seller has to ask themselves or questions tends to be around the velocity of products and product sales and what's acceptable from the standpoint of how they want their product to be perceived and the frequency and velocity of sale. So, to some of the earlier points, Walmart ends up being a wonderful second or even primary channel. We all know the usual suspects, but some of the other marketplaces that people may not have considered right away, for example, Rakuten, and the fact that they, or Newegg, for example. Believe it or not, those marketplaces, we tend to associate them with electronics, but in reality, they actually do a substantial amount of sales in things like apparel. And so if you sell on Amazon and you may not be in the first top of mind category that marketplace is known for, there may be attractive incentives for you as a seller because they want to increase those sales in those categories. The last thing that I'll say, Andy, is I think the marketplaces outside the US that are trying to bring in SKUs and products are really great options for Amazon sellers. So I would be remiss if today I'm launching Mercado Libre in Latin America. And we do have a program with Mercado Libre for US sellers to bring their products to sell on Mercado Libre, largest marketplace in Latin America, fourth largest in the world, to do that. And I think the beauty there is that you're starting to expose your products for people who have an appetite for US products to a whole new millions of buyers, if not billions of buyers around the globe.
Yeah, I love that point. And you know, that's another thing, you know, sellers don't realize. If you have the time, the systems, and the team in place, really right now with e-commerce, you can have exponential growth. You know, all you do is go into a new marketplace, right? Whether it's Amazon in a different country, you know, whether it's UK, Japan, Germany, you know, some of these larger secondary Amazon marketplaces. And then, like you said, you know, Wish.com, Rakuten, which whoever the CEOs of Rakuten needs to be fired, because buy.com is 1,000 times better. I always say that. I have no idea why they tried to bring that into the US market. It seems crazy to me. But all these other channels, you know, if you come up with a way to manage, and I mean, that, I think that's why ShipStation is one of those tools that's so powerful, is, you know, in an interface like that, where literally I can look at one dashboard and see orders from every, you know, no matter what marketplace I'm selling on, it's all in the same place. I can click and batch, you know, 100 orders from 10 different marketplaces in, you know, a few minutes, print the labels and send them out. It's so easy. Everybody probably listening to this thinks that you guys are like paying us for this episode. That's absolutely not the case. We're not even doing affiliate links or anything. It's just one of my favorite essential tools. And ShipStation is just lucky enough to have me be a fanboy.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate the publicity. One point that I will say that I was remiss in not mentioning is I oftentimes say that a B2C seller, so somebody that sells their products on Amazon, typically with the idea of buying a single transaction consumer, like most of us on Amazon, the difference between B2B selling and B2C, the only difference is quantity. And I'm oversimplifying it, of course, but I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about a marketplace like Alibaba, where we've had some great success with programs that merchants who sell B2C then say, you know what, I can sell larger quantities. Why don't I? Because of course, then the idea is you get efficiencies of scale, you develop a trust relationship. So don't discount the idea that both on Amazon, you have Amazon Business, and you also then have marketplaces like Alibaba. And just because you sell B2C does not mean that your product is not appropriate for B2B. More likely than not, the lines are blurring, that the categories themselves are becoming pretty much one and the same as being appropriate for B2B e-commerce or B2C.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Amy.
Well, I think you make a really good point there in terms of, you know, Alibaba, right now with the political climate of everything going on and retailers also shopping on Alibaba for products, if they see a US-based, or even, you know, we have a lot of listeners that are living in Australia and sell on Amazon.com in the US, but a retailer that sees somebody who speaks really great English, who's a good communicator, who already has their supply chain figured out, if I'm willing to deal with China and I have my contract all figured out and stuff like that, they're going to be more than happy to buy from me because they don't have to deal with all of that then. And so people generally think of Alibaba as only kind of like, oh, this is how I find a factory in China. But it's quite the opportunity for sellers from all over to be able to list their stuff. Even on AliExpress, you have some US-based sellers that are doing really, really well. And I think that, you know, all of us, I think it gets overwhelming for Amazon sellers because they had to figure out Amazon. And that was a big feat, right? Like figuring out how does Amazon work? How do I get my products in there? How do I get them fulfilled on time? And then all of a sudden, you know, Amazon drops the ball during COVID and stops delivering products on time. And people are like, what now? You know, do I need to remove my inventory? What do I do? You know, but I think so many people are stuck in this position where they're like, I just don't know how to move beyond Amazon. They feel like there's this big wall when really it's just about discovering one new marketplace at a time and using something like ShipStation that could help you. You know, it's the biggest question that I get when I recommend resources like ShipStation or Deliver or, you know, the biggest question I get is, well, wait, what about a 3PL? Well, wait, what about this? What about this? It's like, well, reach out to those resources. They're going to help you find the right 3PL for you. They're going to help you get in touch with the right resources for you. That's what they do with joy, right? So yep. I think, you know, this episode will hopefully, Chris, give people kind of permission to reach out and go, oh, well, maybe they can recommend a good 3PL for me. Oh, well, maybe I can sell in some other marketplaces and they can help me out with that. So I love that we're having this conversation. It's really important.
Yeah. And I'd say as a fine point on it, on one hand, I'm talking about B2B, which is very large quantity. But then you have the opposite side of your C2C marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace, Google, who have either very low or have waived seller fees altogether and listing fees. So I think those are ones to check out. And finally, I'll say, we're not perfect. We don't have any and all marketplaces. I wish we did, but we don't. But we do listen to our users. And so I always encourage merchants that if there is a marketplace that you're investigating or want to sell on or have success on, you know, please let us know that. And we always take our user feedback into account when it comes to how we prioritize the next partners we work with.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.